Atheist Nomads, episode 362. Are bars or churches worse right now?
The podcast you're about to listen to includes cursing and talking about hoo-haws. Please be advised.
Welcome to another episode of Atheist Nomads. I am Dustin, and joining me is Lauren.
Hello.
And Aaron.
Hi.
Hi, 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 hi,
hi. Hi, hi, hi. Can we talk about hoo-haws this episode?
Oh, please, let's. We have two of them.
Yeah!
Two hoo-has against one. What's a weird word for penis?
Dingus?
Dingus!
Dingus?
Two hoo-has and a dingus.
Oh,
or
God.
A ding-dong.
Oh, my, no, dingus. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Can we please make that a podcast?
Well, that would be fun.
That would be so much fun.
We come up with the best ideas.
Our million-dollar ideas that are shelved.
Yeah, exactly.
And that would probably have to be an advice podcast.
And we do not want dusty hoo-has.
Oh my God, let's do an advice podcast. I want to give advice.
Let's do, yes.
I'm going to do a healthy relationships class in September.
Ooh.
I know.
Something that everybody in high school should go through.
Exactly.
And then again in college.
And again in
college. And then again in your mid-20s, and then again in your late 20s.
And then again in your 30s.
Like finances.
And then three times in your 30s. There's
that, with like the finance classes that they don't teach. Like, no, your car is not an investment, even if you put $400 subwoofers in it.
Here's the thing that I just learned about is that there's a doctor from Yale who is a big, like, advocate for elementary, middle school, and high school, you know, so what is that? Primary education?
Yeah,
high school, anyway. Secondary, but...
Oh, and secondary, primary and secondary education? To teach emotional literacy.
Yeah.
Like, so that you can be, you know, emotionally intelligent, because if you can be emotionally intelligent, then you work better, and you're more productive, and you're more creative. And you work with people.
What does that mean, though?
Yeah.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Okay, for those of us that...
Emotional intelligence is a concept I've heard that... I will admit, I immediately dismissed the first time I heard it. But I've never actually heard a description of it that made any sense.
Yeah, so emotional intelligence... I think mainly it's like being able to identify what your emotions are and why you're feeling the way you're feeling, and then working through that. So, hey,
we could be in.
Well, I mean,
doing it for yourself.
Yourself, okay.
Yeah, but
that's
being
what a
able
dog
to
is
do.
For. That's.
But you know, like if you're in, say, for instance, if you're in a heated argument, right, and then you're just like, "Cool," like emotional intelligence is to like be like, "Okay, I can either keep arguing my point here until I'm right, until I'm blue in the face, and then I'm screaming at somebody, or I can be like, why am I seriously really upset right now? Like, what is the point of this at this moment? And is this productive?" Which happened to me the other day when I was arguing with Christine about whether or not we watched a Bachelor show together or not. And in the middle of this argument, I said, "This is stupid. I don't care. Like, this is a really dumb argument. And so I'm sorry that I even brought this up. Because why would I want to argue with you about this?"
Right.
Well, if we want to talk about heated arguments.
Yes.
Last week, I was sent on an errand right before we went to the cabin to pick up some beer. That was a charity fundraiser beer supporting Black Lives Matter.
Nice.
Being done by Barbarian Brewing downtown. And I didn't know that there was a protest going on at City Hall and that Capitol Boulevard was shut down. And as I was detoured around, I couldn't tell what was going on at the protest. Took me a little bit because I saw a giant line of mostly normal American flags and a few thin blue lion flags. Nobody carrying a flag or in that line was wearing face masks. Everyone inside of that line was wearing face masks.
So that should tell you right away what's going on.
And then there was one woman behind the line wearing a face mask who was carrying a Black Lives Matter umbrella. And I was like, oh, yep, I get it now. I know what's going on here. So
you mean all the white supremacists came out with all their guns? I mean,
how
I
do
saw
you
the
know
fight.
They're white supremacists just because they have a Nazi tattoo?
Right?
So,
yes, because I saw the videos.
Yeah.
Ooh, it was bad. Like, it wasn't burned down the city bad, but it was bad.
So what happened was it was the Boise City Council and mayor were meeting, reviewing next year's city budget. And since they were reviewing a budget that is majority police funding, and yes, Boise's city's budget is majority police.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which isn't abnormal for a city.
For a city with as low of a crime rate as we have?
I know. So I sent an email to, and I did not, by the way, it did not ever say defund. It said,
yeah, stop using that term
differently. It said to, my whole thing is I look through it and I even put in the subject line, like different allocation of funds, because that's exactly what it's asking for.
Yeah.
Is
reallocate funds,
fund
to
it differently.
Programs not to that were eliminated.
Right.
Years
right.
Ago.
Reallocate. Yeah. And I got one person who wrote me back and said, right up top, well, defunding the police. And I was like, nowhere in there did I say defund the police. So right off the bat, you wrote this to just send to some to the multiple emails that you're getting. So you didn't actually read anything that I had said. I mean, it was a stock thing that I sent to, but I was like, well, then you're not really reading what this thing is asking to do.
So while the council was meeting right outside of City Hall, where they were meeting, was a Black Lives Matter rally calling for defunding the police. Which, again, is not actually eliminating all police funding. It is reallocating funding to social programs to reduce the amount of violence that happens and take police out of situations they aren't trained or qualified to handle.
Yeah, you'd think they'd be the first to sign up for this.
The other group that I saw carrying the flags were a Blue Lives Matter counter-protest.
Yes.
Nazis.
Which ended up being Nazis. I don't want to say that all pro-police people are Nazis, because they're not. A lot of them really do have police officers in their family, and they just want them to be safe.
I have a stepbrother who's a retired cop.
The people who show up to these counter-protests with guns out and tattoos and spitting and saying nigger and all that stuff, those are Nazis.
Anybody whose response to Black Lives Matter is no, Blue Lives Matter is a racist.
Yes.
Period.
Yes. Yep.
So at this point in time, anybody still saying Blue Lives Matter is a racist.
That's what I was just about
end of
to
discussion
say, Dustin,
on it.
Yes, exactly. Because but by this point, you have to be so far up your own ass to not understand what it means to say all lives matter and blue lives matter. I mean, honestly, like, you have, like,
you know the connotations.
Yes, exactly. Like, everybody knows now. And so basically anybody who's still doing that is actively letting everybody know that I am a racist. Yep. I only like white people. And, we have a person who is running but I think he just lost the GOP though against Simpson. For Senate, right?
Simpson's Congress. House. Second congressional district.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So he lost that, but he's trying to be a candidate for something else. Anyway, he's a real piece of trash. And I can't remember his name because it doesn't really matter. But he was at the rally. He was there in a MAGA
of course
t-shirt, smiling around people who had SS tattoos and pins.
Oh.
So like he was with right in the thick of the Nazis.
I'm surprised Heather Scott wasn't there. Or McEachin. Janice McEachin. Was she out there?
I feel like... I don't know.
We have a lot of problematic people in our... Uh-huh.
Well, because wasn't Scott the one who had the rally to be like, come without your mask.
Yes.
Come and huddle together and talk about how big of a scam this is.
That was in the state capitol.
Yeah.
No. She was going to do it at Zamsow Center.
Oh.
And then when they found out that rally was happening, they're like, no, thank you. And so they did it somewhere else.
That's hilarious.
Wow. Yeah. And for those of you not familiar with Idaho politics, Heather Scott is a
crazy
from the panhandle who has proven that everybody who's saying the skinheads left was wrong.
Yeah.
The Idaho panhandle is still a bunch of skinheads.
Yeah. Apparently they're running around with guns up there and no masks.
Yeah.
And then
that's what they have actively said.
McEachin is the lieutenant governor who has been fighting the governor for being too reasonable.
Yeah. You know, we all kind of like sighed when another Republican got elected, but I have to admit he's been handling this better than most of the other Republicans that we know of.
We have been lucky in that.
But it's not perfect. Obviously, things are still going upside down here in Idaho.
Right. But we've been fortunate that with Little and Otter before him, in the primaries, the Republicans in Idaho chose the least worst option.
Right. And that's because a lot of Democrats
vote in the primary
voters. Right. Yeah.
Because, you know, it's a done deal. So might as well affect what you can.
Right, exactly.
But to be a governor and to have a lieutenant governor who is literally anti everything that you do.
And calling for your removal, your impeachment.
Like, oh.
Well, I feel so bad for our new mayor who apparently had a mob with a pitchfork outside her house.
That's the next story.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sorry.
Wait.
Yeah. Okay, so back to these two dueling protests. It started off with competing chants.
No, that's not.
With the one side chanting Black Lives Matter, defund the police, and the other side chanting Back the Blue, USA, USA, USA. A reporter from KTVB who was there pulled back when the crowd started shouting at her. I'm going to assume this is the Blue Lives Matter crowd. And spitting on her.
Definitely the Blue Lives Matter crowd.
Didn't they also yell that she was like a liar? Because she was from the media or something like that?
Probably.
Inglet says, according to the article, Inglet says one protester spat on her after shouting "fuck the media."
Yeah. Okay. That's what it was.
Yeah. So she backed off, and then fighting broke out.
So a video that I saw was a woman who, and she didn't catch. And this is a Black Lives. This is a Black Lives Matter protester. She did not catch the actual punch of a counter protester to her friend, but the after part, which was when the guy who sucker punched, so the counter protester sucker punched, and then there was a cop behind him who then high fived him.
Ooh.
Wow. Yeah.
Cop in uniform?
Yep.
Oh, get that badge number.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus. People are stupid.
Wow. So.
I mean, obviously nothing happened because we would have heard more about it.
Nobody
but
was severely injured. There was punching back and forth. Protesters on both sides were trying to break up fights. The police jumped in and started breaking up fights. I know when I drove by, I saw 6 police officers there, and they were all back in the street. There were probably several in the crowd that I couldn't see.
But, well, I think there had to have been some around City Hall, like, guarding it.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. But the crowd is big enough. There was no way I would have seen that.
Yeah, I guess it was supposed to start out as kind of a visual and kind of, because what I heard was that the Boof minister was there and she was actually trying to call for like a moment of silence. And every time they tried to do that, the counter protesters were yelling. Oh, and they also had noisemakers. So these big speakers that every time anybody would like start saying like, you know, Black Lives Matter, they would turn on this like really loud
siren. It was described as a siren, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is common. This is going on all over the country. And it's just, oh man, that kid who died for buying iced tea from a grocery store because he was wearing a hoodie in Colorado. His memorial service was violin players playing a moment, you know, during a moment of silence, they started playing up. And a freaking bunch of cops came, raided them, pepper sprayed them, did all sorts of shit. All on video.
I thought there was something else though where there were some people who were fired. Not
they got fired after
offending officers, but people who the officers who were disturbing and taking weird pictures of
all those like 40 cops that raided his memorial, they didn't get touched. The ones that went back to where the kid died and posted pictures of them reenacting the arrest, those people got fired. There was like three.
Yeah.
So,
but not the offending officer nor the EMT who gave the lethal dose of ketamine.
No.
It's
fucked up. This is like one story after another.
Oh my gosh. But and the fact of the matter is, did you read this transcript of what he said?
No, I don't want to. This is like, there's only so much you can take, right?
Even more heartbreaking because he's like, oh God, I won't do it because it's just like,
it's gross.
What?
It's sad. Yeah. And it's,
it is.
And it needs to stop.
It does. But we live in Idaho and we have people who are actively trying to menace, even though they keep saying they're there to protect
their protesters. First and Second Amendment rights. As long
any
as
protesters, they say
protecting. We're here to protect protesters, but you know, we're going to look at you with a gun in our hand. Ugh. It's like, what was Karen and the Karen and the rich Karen and what was his name?
I know who are Democrats.
Yeah. The ones in North Carolina
they were the Black Lives Matter people were marching to their mayor's house and they happened to live on a very rich end part of town. So a couple of the millionaires came out on their front porch pointing guns at them.
Right. And the even worse part was that her finger was on the trigger, which is the number one thing of you never do that.
Apparently he was holding on to his gun. Okay.
He had it pointed down.
He had it pointed down. He had his hand on the muzzle. He was actually doing proper protocol. She was just being an ass.
Now, they should have both been arrested.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
She should have been arrested on assault, because if you point a gun at somebody,
make eye contact and give a little nod, like, yeah,
like
I'm
that
looking
woman,
at you.
That
causes fear like that of woman and bodily harm.
Yes.
That is the definition of assault.
So there is a woman, a married couple, who pulled a gun on a mother and a daughter in a parking lot somewhere in the Midwest, and they did get arrested for felony.
Ooh,
okay.
And got weapons licenses taken away.
Good.
And I think they're guns too.
So that should be the least. But
right.
it's just the entire country is so on edge about everything right now.
Right. It's really insane. And I think the thing is that, like, how frustrating is it for people of color who are like, this is our daily lives, and you know, it took a pandemic for you. I mean, because that's really what happened.
It took a pandemic that put a lot of people out of work,
exactly,
which enables them to protest.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
because you don't see massive protests until unemployment skyrockets. And being out of work because of quarantine, that's included.
Mm-hmm.
People don't have It's just... Oof. Let's go and we just have the mayor with the pitchfork.
Yeah, but we just have a lot of time to sit, too, and look and be outraged, which is great. But also, I know from what I've been hearing, it's also a little frustrating because it's like, this has been happening for 400 years, and now everybody wants to get on board, which is, I mean, let's not say that it's not good.
But you can't be sitting there saying, oh, well, I've always been on your side when you weren't even aware that
this was
exactly a problem 3 months ago.
Yeah,
exactly.
We're like, so, I grew up in a town so racist that there weren't even black people there.
You grew up in a state so racist that they had that in the Constitution.
Yeah, Oregon State Constitution. Oregon was admitted as a white-only state, not in the free of
beavers.
The slave or free state. It was just whites only. 1859, both sides were able to agree on a state that doesn't allow any black people. That, of course, was invalidated with the, not 14th Amendment, but the Civil Rights Act.
Right. So that was 70...
The 1960s. Like, I think 1964 was when that was finally firmly invalidated.
What year that was?
The town I grew up in had sundown laws on the book well into the 60s, when most of the men in town were members of the KKK branch. While I was growing up in the 90s, there was still a Grand Dragon of the KKK with an office downtown. And there was never more than one black family living in a city of 30,000.
Do you know, it is very sad because I didn't know what a sundown town was until just a few months ago, because Nicole Byer has a podcast and she was talking about how awful Spokane was, and then she brought up sundown towns, and I was like,
yeah,
wait, is Spokane a sundown town?
Well, she said it might as well be.
Oh yeah, well, it's
Spokane. She had a horrible awful time
but
there,
when you grow up when you grow up in a place that is so racist that it's just only whites, people stop talking about it and you don't know that it's going on, you don't know what's happening, and it's easy to grow up thinking racism is gone, when no, racism there was just highly effective. And those are two very different things.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, and this also brings up another thing that someone had pointed out. And I really had to tell myself, like, do not comment, because you do not want to get into this rabbit hole, which is another thing with wearing masks and closing down businesses and, you know, doing things like that. So after the second time in Idaho that this happened, I have seen a post by this person who said, well, what does everybody think? Or no, first asking about who's been affected by this, which I was like, wow, what a very privileged question that you have decided to throw out.
Well,
Please tell me if anybody's been affected by this. And then once they
In Boise, they're saying, well, when was the last time a black person was killed by a police officer?
Right.
I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah. And it's just things that are just so crazy to me because of the COVID-19 thing. Well, and that was the specific reason why he posted it. It was more or less who's been affected by COVID-19.
Right.
Who's had this issue? And so then it was, started to be things where I was looking down and it was like, well, I don't understand why we're protecting, and in air quotes or in quotes, it was like a very small minority of people, 0.02% is what he said, of people, when so many other people are going to be homeless or bankrupt or die. And I was like, this is what I wanted to say. Actually, 99% of us are all one accident or big health issue away, and have been way before COVID-19, of becoming homeless, bankrupt. There's a thing called medical bankruptcy that's been around for a very long time.
Yeah.
Which can lead to death. This has already been on the scene, sir. Like, this is not a COVID related issue. This has been a major thing, but because you can't pour beer right now, you now understand that this is affecting us.
And if you
want people,
if you want to see what it looks like, if you just ignore it, Sweden went with a very soft approach on it and is their economy is now worse than their neighbors who did early lockdowns.
Everybody was admiring them at first
because they thought the herd immunity rate, which has now been debunked.
Yep.
So
it is now looking like herd immunity to this is impossible because people suck at developing antibodies to this because it's still novel.
Right.
It is a novel virus to humanity.
Right.
I just imagined it as a Spanish novella, and it makes me very happy.
Yeah. So I'm sorry so to dramatic. Derail the Black Lives sorry. Matter. But
no, but that segues nicely to our next story, where the city of Boise, along with several other cities, McCall, Moscow, Haley, and Driggs, Ketchum has as well now, various cities in Idaho have made masks mandatory in public, in any indoor spaces or in crowded outdoor spaces.
Right. So it is pretty lax if you're like walking. So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We don't wear it when we walk in our neighborhood, but if we're going to be walking hills, on the Greenbelt on a Saturday, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which people don't do, which is scary. So that's why I just walk in my neighborhood.
We were impressed that we were in Yellowstone at Old Faithful this last week. We were impressed at the 50-50 mask wearing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
We were everybody's outside, so I was willing to give people who weren't wearing masks the benefit of the doubt until we went to Mud Volcano, and I saw that most of the people who weren't wearing masks also ignored the one-way signs on the boardwalk.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, no, those are just assholes. And then they'd crowd you if they walk by the wrong direction.
I know,
are just real assholes.
Yeah. Like, when I was walking back from the foothills, because there were way too many people not wearing masks. And so I was walking back on a trail, and I was walking towards a group of six people who were all in a single line walking towards me. And I was like, are you fucking kidding? They didn't even none of them fell back to give me space.
Oh, six across.
Yes, six across. Sorry, yes, six across.
Dick move.
Walking towards me. I was like, what is happening right now? Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, wow.
That is where...
You dicks.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so...
And so, yeah.
So, the masks are now mandatory here. And in response to that, Mayor McLean has gotten more protests. So, there were protests at the budget meeting, and then she started getting protests in response to the mask order. On Friday... So the observed holiday for 4th of July, protesters, the day before it took effect, demonstrated at City Hall, the Central District Health Office, and at McLean's personal private home.
Which I don't care what side of the aisle you sit on, red or blue, you know, black or white. You don't go to the people's houses when they're public figures. It's just, ugh.
Ugh, I mean, unless they're really horrible.
That you're threatening. That's your neighbors.
I mean,
that's
there's
why
some
you
people
get Karen
in Washington
standing out. I should stop using the term Karen. It's very
well. That's the first group.
There's Chad.
Health Freedom Idaho.
Chad, that's the word. Oh, I was thinking Karen and Chad.
Okay.
That was it.
Health Freedom Idaho, the local anti-vax group.
Of course.
they were at the City Hall protest, carrying signs against masks and taking some of the free masks the city was giving out and burning them. Some of the signs read, and I quote, "Where there is risk, there must be choice," end quote. And quote, "I will not mask my unborn child," end quote.
They gotta slip the anti-abortion stuff in there somehow. It's just weird. Mask unborn.
Weird.
The masking orders all exempt children under the age of 5, and nobody is suggesting masking in utero.
I don't even
how can
see,
you do
what
that?
Does that even mean? I will not mask.
I guess that means that if I'm pregnant, I'm not going to put a mask on. So, okay, cool.
Or if you're pregnant, you're not going to use vaccines that would protect your fetus?
That has nothing to do with masks.
That doesn't...
No.
No, I was. I thought maybe it was a euphemism. I don't know, but it doesn't make any sense.
I mean, here's my thought, and someone else brought this up, is Darwinism, right? But there's another part of, like, yeah, that's all well and good, but the problem is that they're spreading it to people who are still trying to actively... not get this.
Dustin and I were very careful our whole trip in Yellowstone with us and Kylie not trying to avoid the COVIDs. Didn't stop the stomach bug though that hit everybody in the family. It's like, god damn it.
Yeah.
Kylie, what did you touch?
And
right.
And
sure.
So this group is...
What did you try? Something will get through.
This group wants to bring plagues back.
Right, because they think it's God's wrath or something.
They want vaccines to go away so that viruses can flow freely through the population.
They have rights too, you know.
Making people sick. They want dead children.
They want a
COVID isn't killing a lot
houses.
Of children, but it is killing children.
Diseases aren't killing children as much. They want children dead that way, too. Oh, yeah. Faith Aileen, that, too. They're just obsessed with dead babies.
Yeah. So then
God,
the other...
We have to bring that back every time.
Health Freedom Idaho protesters brought
that
up.
We just did it
up.
Again.
I will not mask my unborn child. It's an anti-vax group. Of course this is about dead kids.
Of course it's about you, Aaron.
I mean, every time
every
I'm on this
time.
Podcast.
We don't mention
babies.
It for months. And damn, there you are.
And we didn't last time you were on.
Because I do.
One of the other protests was organized by the Idaho Freedom Foundation.
Yeah.
Which is a far-right, radical Christian, theocratic group who also wants to see the world end.
Which is also what? Partially funded by the John Birch Society.
And they want the world to end with plagues and fire. So, yay! We have people protesting masks because they want the end of the world.
Right. Here's the other thing. How many people have brought this up, though? Do you think Lori Vallow's like, I told you, Chad's right.
Oof.
Like, the world is ending. People are protesting. There's upheaval. There's a virus wiping out people. Plus, Idaho has had some major aftershocks since March, which I feel almost every night, by the way, guys.
You know what?
I thought it was going crazy.
She can go ahead and believe all that as much as she wants behind bars.
Yep.
Because
both of them.
She's crazy. He's crazy. They're sociopathic murderers. And people who are that far off the deep end in their religion need the religious people to pull them back, because you can't stand by as, you know, a pretty decent Mormon and say, oh, they're just fundies. No, you gotta say, no, that is not a part of us and you need to stop because you're crazy.
Well, yeah, and I think that's the whole thing.
Because as atheists,
though,
it's so easy for us. Everything they say is crazy. All the religious... But once you get over to the religious side, you say, okay, well, I believe in this particular thing. Yours is derivative of that. It's your responsibility, too, to step up and say, you took it too far.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
You know,
everybody on every side can take it way too far. I mean, we've known plenty of awful atheists.
Yeah, but not murdering their... there was the guy who built the
bomb. We don't know.
No, actually,
I'm sure plenty of serial killers would say that they're atheists.
I mean, this is true. This is true.
Statistically speaking, though, atheists are less likely to commit horrible acts.
I want to know how many serial killers would count themselves as atheists, though.
Almost no one in prison calls themselves an atheist.
Well, they can't.
Do you think Ted Bundy was an atheist? You don't think Ted Bundy was an atheist?
No.
Serial.
What about Jeffrey Dahmer?
Killers.
What about that guy?
Can only do one at a time. Ted Bundy was...
A new study published in Nature Human Behavior found that people around the world are predisposed to believe that atheists are more likely to be serial killers. A bias even held by atheists themselves. So people are more likely to assume that they are.
Mm-hmm.
Conservapedia has a list.
Ted Bundy was a Methodist.
Oh, they're the nice ones, too.
And Mormon.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, right. That's right. Well, there we go. I'll blame it on the Mormon. Not that he hadn't killed before that point, but here's the thing. He went to Mormonism so that he could groom people. And we all know that, right? Like,
that's what Mormonism's for.
He became a Mormon so that he would be less likely to be caught murdering.
But he was
a
Methodist before that.
Yeah.
Ooh, the guy from Dayton, Ohio, the nightclub shooter there, was an atheist and Marxist.
Maybe
that is my bias.
Okay, so Connor Betts, he was the Dayton, Ohio nightclub shooter.
Okay.
From 2019. Demetrios Pagortsis from Santa Fe, Texas, killed 10 people at a public school. He was anti-religious.
What time period?
That was 2018. That was not that long
ago. So I feel like here's what I should preface this with. I think, and because a serial killer is anybody who's killed 3 or more people, but there's also mass shooters. I would say that most of the mass shooters would consider themselves atheists in this time period.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
I would absolutely disagree on the mass shooter one.
You think so?
No.
You look at mass shootings, it's Muslims and white supremacists, and most white supremacists are Christian.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's...
Yeah, what about that guy?
You could always think of one or two off the top of your head, but statistically speaking,
let's talk about that guy who shot up the movie theater. I feel like he was not
every
religious.
Well, first of all, if you're going to list them off, you have to be sure. I mean, at least I'm looking at the list.
I don't have that technology. My phone's about
to die. Gish galloping us.
Gish galloping.
Okay.
Woman, gish galloping.
You told me earlier, I'll gish gallop you.
Yes. What the hell does gish gallop mean?
That's where you throw out more
what
than
a
your...
sex thing.
No. That's a creationist, Christian apologist debate practice of throwing out more claims than your opponent can respond to.
Oh, yeah. Basically, for everyone atheist that you can list off, we could probably come up with 20 religious. It's just more common.
Right. Okay. Next topic.
How about fictional? I bet there are more fictional atheists.
I'm still looking up Jeffrey Dahmer.
Jeffrey Dahmer. Yeah, he ate people. He's weird. He was weird.
He converted to something
and of course everybody in prison is not an atheist because you get more leniency if you're religious.
Oh yeah, if you go to church shit, they found Jesus or whatever.
Yeah.
Because then you can go and
parole board, I'm going, right? You'll have a new
band. And be like, oh, I gotta go to Bible study now.
Yeah. You know, an hour in the library is better than sitting on your bunk.
And then when you look at some sources, the claims will be, well, obviously that person wasn't religious because religious people wouldn't do that.
Well, that's not.
Guys, you know why I like recording from home? Because I can take my bra off.
Oh,
and I feel so
good.
Such
a good feeling, right? The only problem is about 20 minutes later when you're hot and you're getting boob sweat.
I got a rope for that now. Also, we have central air conditioning, so.
We do not.
I know.
But
it's really hot.
People are definitely more likely to kill in the name of their religion or their God than they are in the name of atheism.
I'll concede.
The next story, the Texas Medical Association has put out a ranking of COVID-19 exposure risk.
Is that the one where it's like 1 through 10 and where you can contract it most?
It's
in what situation?
It's a 1 to 9 scale.
Uh-huh.
With 1 being the lowest risk. 9 being the highest risk. They ranked 35 day-to-day activities. So the lowest risk thing they have is opening the mail. Yes.
Opening the mail. I was trying to find that the other day for my caregiver group, support group that I have.
Yeah.
Because I was like, listen, bars are the worst, guys.
And
seriously.
Okay. Tied for worst, as in you will get it if you do this regularly.
Listen up, Idaho.
Attending a large music concert. Going to a sports stadium. Attending a religious service with 500 plus worshipers.
Mega churches.
Or going to a bar.
Mega church or a bar. It doesn't specify how big or small the bar is, just any bar.
Well,
versus a mega church.
Right, because if you look at what happens at a bar, even if you've got masking requirements, if you are allowed to sit at the bar and drink, you've got people right next to each other, right by the bartender.
They're having to take off their masks to drink.
Yep.
And order drinks, because if it's noisy, you can't understand what the person's ordering unless you could read their lips.
Yep.
Right, and how many times have we been around people who don't understand personal space when they're drunk? You're like, cool, back your fucking up ass. Your ass. Fucking up
cool
ass.
Story, bro.
So
get out of my face. I don't want to hear about your life story.
Smell your Axe body spray or any of that.
Swimming in a public pool was given a 6.
Yeah.
Sending kids to school, camp, or daycare was ranked a 6. Going to church is more dangerous than sending your kids to a disease petri dish.
Oh my God, fucking kids. Kylie,
all those little
it.
Vectors. All those little vectors.
Three adults were stricken this weekend, and one, I think I'm...
Magic.
Magic. I blame it on boobs. Boob antibodies. I didn't get sick. Yeah. Although today I've been feeling real rough, but disease vectors.
Well,
in fact, I'm going to make her a shirt that says that.
You should. And send it to me, because every time we see a child running out in the wilderness, I'm like, just, vector.
Here
it's
you
a
go.
Little vector.
Free t-shirt. Here you go. Disease
so,
vector.
Apparently,
in neon
there
letters.
Was a record. There was a record 91 hospitalizations on Monday. Because of COVID-19.
In Idaho?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And I know one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get the... At work, I get daily updates on the numbers, and the number of hospitalizations reported doubled over the weekend.
Yeah, and so, obviously, that's not necessarily 4th of July.
No.
Celebrations. We're not going to see that until probably starting this weekend.
For hospitalization, it's that 2 to 10 day incubation or 2 to 14 day incubation, and then from what I've seen, it's usually a week after symptoms start is when it gets really bad, and you go.
That's
to the
what
hospital.
I'm saying.
So we're
that's
looking
what I'm
three
saying.
Weeks out.
Oh, I'm saying I think we're gonna start, but I feel like we're gonna start seeing people. It's gonna start increasing again soon. Like sooner. I don't actually see this going down anytime
no,
soon.
It's not.
No, it's not. Making
have you heard
summer vacation plans very waverly right now? Waverly?
Yeah.
Wavering.
Yeah.
They're all tentative.
Tentative. Mm-hmm. Oh,
they're all
that hurts because we want to go camping. Tentative.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was a thing.
So Florida.
Well,
oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, did you hear about or have you talked about those parties? There were some parties that like clubs were putting on where you would pay to go in. And there was a person that had COVID-19 and the first person to get test positive out of that party got the whole pot of money.
Oh,
and the mayor of the town was like, do not do this. That is so
that was in Florida, right?
That sounds like a Florida
think
man
it was.
Thing.
I don't think it was Florida. I think
or New
it was
Jersey.
In like, no, it was like Minnesota or Missouri or something
people
like that.
Are stupid.
Well,
but we've always known that.
There's
it's Russian roulette, but
and there are young people who think that they will survive it. And
yeah,
who have
well,
not
the
been
crazy
paying
thing
attention
is no one
to,
knows.
Right, But they think they'll survive it, gain immunity, and be able to go about their lives like normal, which is one of the reasons why nobody's wanting to do immunity certificates. Also, we don't know if you actually get immunity.
Right, because apparently, you know, this is a virus, and viruses mutate, and it's already mutated, mm-hmm. from what I've heard.
Yeah.
It's actually already mutated.
The big strain going around is a European variant, not the original Chinese version.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because it's changed, what, 3 times? At least twice.
Yeah.
So Christine and I's like whole plan to be on, what is that show? Shit. The Amazing Race has totally been derailed.
Dang. Because that would be
awesome.
And
I'm pissed about it.
Yeah.
We would be so good
that's
on
like
that.
That's the only one I enjoy out of all of those crazy. Anyway,
I told her everyone would hate me and they'd love her.
All right.
Because I'd be so mean.
Florida has issued a emergency order requiring all brick and mortar schools to reopen full time next month.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they're doubling down.
Well, Trump said that he'll pull federal funding from any school that doesn't reopen.
How much more federal funding will they pull? Like, there's barely any federal funding anyway.
I don't know if he can or knows how.
I don't.
And well, Trump says a lot.
He says,
yeah,
that's just word vomit. That's every
but
time.
But you know, he, and I don't know if this is on your radar or on the news report, but I mean, they did already, he did put in something to pull us out of a pretty big.
Oh, yeah. You're segueing to the next story.
Yes.
Trump has officially begun the withdrawal process from the World Health Organization.
Who?
I feel Trump.
Trump has started the process to pull the U.S. out of the World Health Organization.
Oh, who?
Who?
Now I get it.
Come on, Dustin.
Yep.
You made that sweet, though. Thank you.
Yeah. But I think we needed to, hit it home. And can I just say this for anybody who's on the fence about voting? Like, that right there is a big, like, one of the big reasons to vote.
Oh, yep. I got trolled by my brother big time on Facebook because he keeps posting these anti-Joe Biden things. I'm like, okay, I get it. But could you just not right now? Because I cannot handle another 4 years of Trump. He's like, whatever, the system's fucked up. I'm like, oh, fuck you, dude.
Yes, we get it, but we don't
God
want...
God damn
like,
it.
Personally, it's because I don't want to be a baby maker. I feel like Handmaid's Tale is like just on the horizon. Exactly.
Yeah.
I get it that men don't quite see the issue sometimes, but...
Babies are expensive.
Yeah, and
no,
who doesn't
that's not
want
what
to
I was,
pay for
I don't
them? Want to, the government.
No, that's not what I meant.
That, I'm joking. Well, no, I'm not, but...
But
no,
the Trump administration is... Yeah, so pulling the U.S. out of the World Health Organization, the U.S. is the largest contributor of funds to the World Health Organization by a lot. So gutting its funding in the middle of a pandemic...
Yeah. Nice.
It can't, though. It takes a year.
Yes.
So it's not...
you think this pandemic's only going to last a year?
The second half of the
pandemic. No. But I'm just saying... That's why I'm saying voting is so important.
Yes.
Because it does take a full year. So this would go into effect in July 2021. But if there is a new president, he can rescind that.
Yes. Yep.
So that's why I
that's
say
important.
It's
important.
The alternative to rescinding that is letting China and Russia take control of the World Health Organization.
Because that's only going to end well.
Yeah.
And while...
I mean, so his whole thought, I thought the whole reason why they decided that to do that is because the World Health Organization is biased towards China. And that was the reason for filing this.
That's Trump's excuse to not...
Yeah.
Get the blame for his lack of response.
Right. Yeah, to blame them because he said, oh, they're biased against for China because it's China's fault for not telling us sooner.
That's really reaching in deep. I mean, that's
right. And I wanted to say, really? Because I specifically remember at the beginning of March making fun of you for telling everybody, don't worry, and holding up a piece of paper and pointing to it to prove to us that we had the top scientists and we're fine.
Yeah, top scientists.
He kept saying it over and over. We got the top scientists. Mm-hmm. Scientists want to come here. We got it. It's totally fine. Everything's fine. Pence is on it.
Yeah.
Whoops.
All right. So the Paycheck Protection Program, as part of the CARES Act to help keep people from getting laid off during the pandemic, offering free... Well, not okay. They were loans that would be forgiven if you don't lay people off in a certain time period. Churches got a lot of it.
Churches got a ton of it.
In reports that are finally coming out, because they've been trying their darndest to not give out any information about this, the Church of Scientology had three separate branches that got between $150,000 and $300,000.
Yeah. Your neighborhood, you know, neighborhood-owned restaurant or bar didn't get any money.
Right. They
didn't quite qualify.
Or they ran out.
Because Scientology did.
Tens of thousands of mosques, synagogues, churches, etc. got part of the $2 trillion.
How many of those actually hire on their, like, people versus, like, the Mormons, they're all volunteer?
Almost all of them.
I'm sure LDS probably got some money, too. So at least they're paying somebody.
The LDS are really the only religious organization that doesn't have local paid staff.
Because they're messed up.
Because they're weird.
Yeah. No, because they're messed up.
But
they
want
to hoard their money.
It's just that there's so many businesses got denied because they didn't get their stuff in on time.
But if you look at who...
Soon enough.
If you look at whose salaries were being protected, it's church secretaries, pastors, church leaders, like conference presidents, bishops, and the like. That's who churches employ. This wasn't money going to religious schools. This was money going to churches.
Yeah.
Specifically to churches. The Catholic Church got a ridiculous amount of money.
Which is
each diocese is its own independent organization.
Yep. And as long as you can claim different organization, you are able to apply.
And if your organization, say the Diocese of Boise, has, you know, 75 employees or 100 employees or whatever it has, yeah, that qualifies.
That's just, yeah, there are so many people who are out of work and barely making it and are losing housing because we're starting to see those, you know, 30-day notices now. Damn it. It's just bad.
Yeah. And there would have been less of that if Republicans hadn't specifically gotten churches added in that required a special exemption because the program it's being run under, Small Business Administration loans, explicitly does not allow religious organizations because of a thing called the First Amendment. Of course, that is eroding anyway, because the U.S. Supreme Court issued a ruling saying that Montana's tax credit program that allowed parents to send their children to private schools but couldn't get the scholarships for religious private schools was unconstitutional.
Right. So if you had a public school, a charter school, and a religious school all in your neighborhood, you could get money to go to the public school or the charter school.
No, the public school is free anyway.
Oh, the public school's free.
The charter school's probably free anyway.
Would have gotten a voucher or it was free.
It'd be...
You have to pay if you want to put your kid in religious school because that is not in line with public education standards. They're skipping a lot of material in religious schools. You're not going to be able to pass the same tests. And, you know, it's kind of a privilege. It should be treated as a privilege. Not the same or equal as public education, which is still struggling for funds.
Which they would have been setting it up for, apparently, non-religious private schools. So, like, college preparatory academies. Which I'm sure Montana has a ton of them.
Oh, God. I bet they're just overflowing with Ivy League wannabes.
So, we've got one down the street.
Really? A preparatory school? Oh, you're on Warm Springs. Yeah.
Riverside.
So the ruling... a line
in the worst part of town, of course you do.
A line from the majority opinion said that a state need not subsidize private education. But once a state decides to do so, it cannot disqualify some private schools solely because they are religious.
So that opens the gates for everybody.
Unless, well, it's a tricky one because on the one hand, that could be setting precedent that a future court will go the other way and say, oh, you just can't subsidize private education, period. Because if you can't discriminate between secular and religious private schools, then you just can't do any private schools, period. Which would be awesome.
Except for the person in charge of education is a royal moron.
Yeah.
So I don't think she'd ever be like, yeah!
For the school choice people, this is perfect because they're trying to push for vouchers and scholarships with tax credits and stuff to allow people to send their kids to private schools. And this means that if they can get that program through, it automatically must allow religious schools in.
Yeah. Which is what they want, which is what they've been wanting this whole
time. And what they've been pushing in and getting in quite a few states.
I'm just surprised it happened in Montana.
What's also disappointing is this should have been moot and not taken up by the Supreme Court because Montana canceled their program.
So they had no standing, so it should have been thrown out. The whole thing was thrown
out.
Not
a standing thing. They shouldn't have taken the case because there was no case anymore. There was no active controversy.
But they did. And I wonder why they did.
It only takes four justices to take it on, and five voted to make sure that private schools or church schools are private schools too.
Blah.
And sticking with Montana,
the new Florida. No, that's
no.
No.
A 30-year-old Columbia Falls man wrapped a chain around a monument at the Flathead Courthouse. Tied it to his truck.
As you do.
And tore down the Ten Commandments.
Somebody did something to piss this guy off, and I applaud him, but you don't destroy public property, but oh, God damn it, that's awesome.
The way to get rid of Ten Commandments monuments is lawsuits, because those are illegal to have at courthouses. Taking it in your own hands and tearing it down is
not advised. Wink.
Hilarious, but he got charged with a felony.
That's more than $1,000 of damage. That's for damn sure.
Felony criminal mischief.
Mischief.
Yeah, but that sounds things pretty to cool, go, though.
You're like in jail with these guys who have like distributed drugs and murdered people. They're like, what are you in for? I'm like,
what are you in
mischief?
For? Mischief.
Yeah. Wah, wah.
That sounds so Harry Potter. I mean, I know.
Cackling.
I know that you know. I know that the author of those books is problematic, but it still reminds me.
Oh, man.
All right. And Facebook has a ad boycott going on right now because they refuse to take down hate speech or do anything meaningful to deal with the amount of hate speech on their platform. To be fair, Mark Zuckerberg has been kissing the ass of Donald Trump and every other conservative since they started complaining that that Silicon Valley was discriminating against conservatives in 2017.
Yeah.
So he's still kissing Donald Trump's ass. And
he meets with them, doesn't he?
He has.
I mean, it's like, it's like he's not just in the pocket. He is actively the pocket.
Yeah.
Ugh. So, you know.
Didn't some Facebook employees walk out because of it?
Yes.
Because of how
employees walked out. Some, you know, no name adventure company started
I'm reading something right now.
Withdraw their advertising, and then some bigger ones did.
Unilever, Ford, and Verizon have paused.
Yep.
Those are three big ones that they've named so far.
Plus Coca-Cola, Levi Strauss, North Face. We're talking mainstream big companies.
Which also should tell you what companies you should go with, because here's the things that I have found lately that have been super disappointing. Although Pepsi, don't drink it. They gave Trump Coke. Love it. Keep drinking it.
Which is so sad because they tried so hard to get Obama to drink Pepsi, and he's like, I can't. I'm a Coke guy through and through.
I know.
But I refuse. So, I don't want to drink Coke because they're the ones that are stealing water from everybody.
Yeah, but anyway. Well, then maybe Nestle. We should just not drink.
Guess who owns?
Coke doesn't own Nestle.
What? I thought they were all owned by the same.
No, Nestle's a Swiss company.
Well, that doesn't make any difference.
Well, so here's the thing, guys, when it comes to fast...
Coca-Cola is a Georgia company.
It doesn't make a difference.
I'm pretty sure they're not related.
So here's the thing.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Protest.
Do not go... Well, we already knew never go to Chick-fil-A, right? Like, we already knew that. But no Wendy, no Pizza Hut, no Taco Bell, no McDonald's. I know, Taco Bell was the hardest hitting one for me, actually. But yeah, they all gave to Trump.
And if you're wanting to go with that approach, it's time to delete Facebook.
Yeah, and I have been thinking about it. I have. Also, apparently, Facebook is for old people. Did you know that?
Oh my God, my mom is part of a high school reunion group. And of course she graduated in 69. So it's like, okay, so that's how old these people are. And they are crazy far right wing out in the boonies. And it drives her crazy. I'm like, guess what, mom? That's most of your generation.
Yeah.
I know. So the thing is that, like, the only reason why I have not deleted my Facebook account right now is because I have a show that I produce. But
when it comes to business, that's a slippery slope. It's hard to give that one up.
And the other thing is I'm a moderator off of my organization's Facebook page too.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, God, I wish I could turn off my personal.
The podcast Facebook page is the only thing that's been keeping me on the platform for, I think, 3 years now.
Yeah. So, I mean, if I wasn't attached to those, I'd be like, see you later. But for the most part, I don't have it on my phone anymore. And I don't try and get on Facebook. Oh, God, he's so punchable.
Okay,
like,
so
he's
such
a robot.
Oh, Pfizer was one of the brands that is boycotting too. Like the Viagra company.
What's funny is that there's a bunch of people that are going to boycott Facebook who give Trump money.
Yeah,
that's not an equal thing here.
All right, so the meeting was called between the organizers of the hashtag Stop Hate for Profit. Including the Anti-Defamation League and a handful of other civil rights organizations, met with Facebook leaders to talk about how they can fix things and end the boycott.
Yeah.
And the takeaway was that it was disappointing.
He doesn't care.
Nope.
No.
Because basically Mark Zuckerberg has told his employees, apparently, that he believes that advertisers will be back on the platform soon enough.
Mm.
So he just doesn't care. He's like, well, the thing is that, okay, so this is what this story says, that belief reflects two truths. The first is that advertising on Facebook is effective. That's true for big brands, but it's an even bigger deal for small businesses that depend on Facebook's massive audience to find customers, which is what we just talked about. But the other truth is that Zuckerberg doesn't seem to really understand what a big deal this is for brands.
Yeah. So they called for 10 changes that would include things like hiring a C-suite executive with deep civil rights experience to help work on policies about discrimination, bias, and hate. Doing regular independent audits of hate and misinformation, removing public and private groups focused on hate or violent conspiracies, and stopping the recommendation and reach of such groups, and giving all moderators anti-bias and hate-related training in the next 90 days.
Woo, and everybody who's ever worked for anybody corporate knows how well that goes over.
Facebook's response was, they just got the results of the audit they started 2 years ago on hate, and they're evaluating it.
Yeah, okay, that was 2 years ago.
Yep.
Bah!
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so feedback.
Feedback.
From Lee via the website. Good morning, Atheist Nomads. Apparently, SpaceX forgot a fisheye lens on one of its cameras. Go to morningstarstale.com.
I thought you were going to bleep that out.
I decided against it.
Okay.
Scroll down the homepage, click on the SpaceX video, and forward to the 10-minute and 43-second mark. There are two separate cameras showing two very different views of Earth. So is the Earth flat? And if it is, why are we being lied to? Take care, Lee Austin.
This one flubbered us for a whole 2 minutes. Like, no. What? Because the name of the website was what? Morningstar's Tale. Morningstar's Tale.
Isn't Morningstar a religious thing?
That's Lucifer.
The devil.
So if you go to the website and scroll down a little bit, Morningstar's Tale. Recently, Lucifer revealed the mysteries of the flat earth and universe. Purchase paperback or ebook at Amazon link below.
So this starts sending off even more red alerts, right? And then Dustin recognized the guy's name.
Mm-hmm.
So go back to the original email.
Oh, you don't need to go back to the original one. He wants to come on the show.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's true. So, straight up, this guy sent us an email saying, hey, I have this great fiction novella coming out in a little while. Do you guys want me on the show to talk about it? So then it all clicks. It's like, oh my, I was just saying, I'm like, if this was a satire, I would read it. It is. And it's awesome. And we're going to talk to the guy and get more details about it. But That has us going for a few minutes.
And I now have the copy of the ebook.
Oh, sweet. I told you get a free copy. Man, those authors, they love to hand out free copies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, to get one copy of the book, to get exposure is always worth it.
That's true. So this will be fun. We'll talk to him about that. But that email just threw us for a loop. We're like, wait, what? Why are flat earthers contacting us?
And SpaceX's camera wait, what? Yeah.
Yeah.
And we got a new patron, Rich. Thank you, Rich. We greatly appreciate support.
Rich has supported us before?
Yeah.
Aw, thank you.
The same Rich that sent a check and handwritten note.
pocket change. Aww. And it's so sweet.
No. That's Randy.
Oh, Randy.
No, okay. Rich sent a check and a very sweet letter.
That's right.
Aww. And comments on the website all the time.
That's right. Okay. The R's, man. You guys all throw me. But that's really sweet. Thank you. Especially at this time in our lives. It's hard to do the episode sometimes. But there's enough to get angry about now that it's kind of, I don't know, maybe it'll revitalize our talkiness.
But if you look at the graph on patronage support, we're actually doing better now than ever before.
Wow. People are like, let's tune in.
Yeah.
Guess what, guys? I am here whenever you need me.
Yeah, that's great. You still don't get a cut, though.
No, I don't. No, I don't want one. I didn't even know I was getting one in the first place. That was the craziest part. I was like,
how long did it take
before
you realized that you were getting transferred a few dollars?
No. It was in the thing that I signed.
Oh.
But when I had agreed up front, when you had asked me, I didn't expect anything. I was like, cool. Yeah, I'll be a
Those are the best rewards, are the ones that you're not expecting.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Rewards you for
so
being
here's,
a good person.
Here's what I'm saying.
The moral
you don't
dessert.
Have to you don't have to give me any sort of cut, but I am fucking bored. So if you could help me here, that would be great.
God, I don't
because
think you're alone in
to,
that.
Yeah, I need to get my anger it's being misplaced right now.
Okay.
And so see emotional intelligence.
Ooh.
There we go. But
circle
it
that
really
around.
Is.
Okay, so then we'll talk to you next week.
Yes.
Probably.
Yes, we will. Hey everyone, I'm back.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
And thank you, Lauren.
Thank you.
And listeners, remember, not all those who wander are lost.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Atheist Nomads. You can find show notes and contact information at atheistnomads.com. Follow us on Twitter at Atheist Nomads and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/atheistnomads. Please subscribe to the show in iTunes, Stitcher, or your podcatcher of choice. And while you're there, feel free to leave us a review. The music is courtesy of Sturdy Fred. Until next time, this has been the Atheist Nomads.